And I have an affirmation you may wish to say or think about as I say it. It's your choice. It's always your choice. I now have 100% desire that all that I am be conscious within me. I'll say it again. I now have 100% desire that all that I am be conscious within me, so that I am aware of my full self. And so it is.
I bid you good day. I bid you welcome. I say to you at the outset, feel the resonance that you already have. As you note it, at first you will feel the fluctuations within it, within you. The fluctuations that you feel at the outer environment will say to you, it is cold, it is warm, I am blanketed by energy, I am supported. And that resonance will begin to smooth the fields of energy that surround you. More than that, they embrace you. And so begin now by feeling a resonance that is beyond that of your own being, and yet is deeply connected to it, that which is the resonance beneath you. Feel yourself supported from within and from beneath. For it is the earth beneath your feet and within your being that now directs these words. I bid you welcome. I bid you well come to this time, to this day. For the day is yet young, not yet well spent. And though many prepare to close the doors, to close the day on this era, I say to you, it is not yet well spent. I say to you, yet hours remain in this day. Yet there are hours and days remaining in this year and the next. In your hurry to cross the threshold, do not be in haste to toss away the hours and the days that remain. For they are yet those that will bring great importance to you, great messages to you, great strength to you. Do not yield the day yet. Do not turn over the page yet. And yet know that while time itself appears short, there comes now a time that we will say is amplification. For as you have heard earlier, that it is unification that brings science together with spirit, with physics, with metaphysics. Before you, you see now amplification. For when you gather two beings, two teachers, both offering themselves in the name of one or oneness or a greater truth or a smaller one, for the one or the many, or for the moment itself, it is energy that is amplified. It is resonance. It is depth. It is truth. Therefore, do not yield the day too soon before you receive its full benefit. Kryon and Gaia, not one plus one is two before you. An amplification, an amplitude of energy that gathers, that multiplies in your name and that of others. In celebration of the day, in celebration of what you are. To amplify energy then is to embolden it, is to strengthen it, is to protect it. That this moment then offers to you the Earth's protection. It is the Earth that sustains you, offering to you its full benefits, its full privileges, that you would take of it as all, not part, not morsels, not particles, all. All that the day offers, not what remains at the end of the day or at the end of an age. The Earth is a planet of plenty. It is not a planet of less. It is a planet of the mighty, those with great courage. It is not a planet of those that have surrendered themselves to wait and see what will happen next. It is a planet of plenty and the plentiful, of the arts and the sciences and the philosophies, of the great and the greater beings that have lived and that live through you and will continue to flow into the next days and moments and truths. And you are those that will continue to unfold that, to unfurl that, to imagine it and to create it. It is not a responsibility that falls on you. It is a great choice that you have honorably accepted. I remind you of that now. In case you have forgotten, in case you have set that aside, I remind you of what you are. I remind you of the beauty. I reflect it to you. And I stand next to one who has held that for you. For time and ages before this one, and continues to do so. I reflect that to you. The strength that you already are and have. The ability to create new life, new worlds. Do you believe that this is the only new age that you have known? Oh no! How many before this one? How beautifully have other worlds unfolded by you and because of you, that this one now is yours as well. Look upon these next hours and days as ones that have much to offer. I tell you that life is good. In fact, that is what life is made of. It is made of goodness. The purpose of life is life itself. It is life that furthers life, life that makes life. And in the amplification of those energies, duality is made less. There's a movement toward the center. The heart centers itself in the chest. The earth centers itself, aligns itself with the galactic center. Can you do no less? It is a movement to, a movement through the passions of the heart. The excitement of the mind's ideas. It is not time yet to turn the page. Do not yet close the day. Open the heart. Bring the hemispheres of the mind together into oneness, yes, unity, yes. And then draw upon the example that you see before you here to multiply. Multiply your ideas. Do not let them sit before you. Do not let words sit before you unspoken. Do not allow feelings. The rest of the weary. It is time now for the bold, for the courageous. Set caution aside now. It is time to live fully, completely, within each cycle, within each awareness. Those thoughts that arise within you, they belong to me. They belong to the earth. They belong to this time. Do not hold them back. See the earth's resources before you. You do not wish these to be held back. To Gaia, you would say, let the waters flow. Is it less for Gaia to ask the same of you? Let the ideas flow. Let creativity reign. Let love's embrace guide your thoughts, your deeds, your actions. The day is yet young. Protect that. Protect it for what comes next. Before you, you will be told that the time is less. It will be said to you, the economies are less. The species of the earth are less. It will be said to you, it is a time of shortness, of extinctions. Allow me the privilege of saying nay. 'Tis not so. 'Tis not. The earth is yours. Its heritage is yours. Its resources are yours. Use them creatively, wisely. Engage them. That some species will make a retreat of the earth, so be it. Allow them the dignity to do so. Allow them that privilege to say, my time upon the earth has been well spent, and I take my leave now. Allow them to introduce to you other species to replace them. They consider it a privilege, just as you consider it a privilege to be the way showers to others, to be the ones that have opened the doors for others. And you are near that now. You are near the center, the threshold. So be it. There are many that will be the first to cross that threshold, to be the first. And there will be those that are the last. Allow them that. Allow them the privilege and the dignity to be the last. That you would say to yourself, they have not awakened yet. Allow them that. There are those whose design will be to have their eyes closed. There are some designed to do just that. Just as there are those that open doors, there are those that are designed to be among the last. They have said, you will go first. I will ensure that each one will. And when the final door closes, it is each one that will decide where they will place themselves. But it is not that hour now. It is not that day yet. You are yet in the moment. And the moment is yet full. In this moment, there is fervor to live. There is yet a toast to be made to life. Therefore, each day, and in your own way, toast life. Fill yourselves with life. Engage with each thought, with each being, in all of the ways. It is yet time to dance with life. As I dance with you daily, I am that which sustains you. I am that which you call Gaia. I am that which you call Mother Earth. I will bring life to you. Hold it and support it. Encourage it and sustain it. But you must draw the breath. Your breath you must draw upon your own. But breathe deeply. Breathe deeply and know from where that breath comes and what it is and what it represents. It represents life, fully and completely. From the depth of the One, from beneath and above, from within and without. Fill yourselves with life. and then share it with each other, as I share it now with you. Amplify it from within. Carry it forward without. Nurture it and encourage it in others. And when the day is fully spent, the next will yet bring us together. I bid you good day.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. I want you to put the logic into what you just heard. It is the reason the two human beings come together with one message, if you've noticed. Oh, perhaps differently presented. But I ask you, why would the energy of Gaia said, I send love to you? This is Mother Earth. And that statement alone should tell you about the alliance that is yours. That Gaia represents the beauty of the ancients of the garden that you sit in. It is the Gaia energy that postures humanity, has allowed it to develop, has sat by when it made its own decisions. And now she says to you, it is up to you to take the breath. It is up to you to make these decisions of where the energy of the earth will go. And in the discourse, did you ever hear Gaia say, and I'm going to do this to you, and I'm going to do that to you, and I hope you survive? No. Gaia says, I send love to you. It is profound, the system, the connection. And I review it. Even that which I've said before cannot be said too many times, that the alliance is a confluence of energy between that which is physical and that which is mental. Consciousness with consciousness, the consciousness of Gaia with the consciousness of the divine human being brings peace on earth. Again, it is why Spirit has brought the two together, so that you can hear about the confluence, to recognize the system afoot. The earth works with you, dear human being. That cave of creation we speak of, which is a Gaia physical opportunity of soul development, a cave that will never be found, but that is physical in the depths of that which is earth, is the Akash of humanity. There is an alliance, there is a system. We have told you that the crystalline grid lays upon the earth itself. It is one of the connections between the consciousness of humanity and the consciousness of Gaia, for every step you take leaves an imprint. If enough steps are taken, enough breaths are taken, if the paths are in the right direction, you actually change the vibration of Gaia. Gaia is the beautiful couch that humanity sits within, with invitations to be loved. Earth is not against you, dear human being. And if Earth is not against you, there is nothing you cannot accomplish. Why would Scripture say That you have that ability to move the mountain with the consciousness. If it were not so. Do you think that is a metaphor, perhaps, of something grander or something greater? It is literal. For there is a connection of consciousness with the dirt of the earth that is palatable. So I'm going to give you something else. For Gaia speaks of it. I'll fill in the blanks. I'm going to give you a quantum perception. And we have not given before in this country. One time we gave it. We gave it to where the kundalini of the earth is moving, the heart chakra is arriving in Chile. You need to hear this, dear ones, for it has to do with humanity and your perception of what is taking place. Let me paint a picture. The human being in a straight line thought. One family begets another family, begets another family, begets another family. You have a timeline, do you not? Of your relatives and your ancestors. It is biological, it is chemical, that's the way you see it. It is in a historic perspective. It is past, present, and future. And it's not that way. There is a system so much more profound, one you cannot even conceive of. And so I will give it to you. And you're going to have to step out of the reality that you have known. For the words of Gaia just a moment ago spoke of this. Listen to me. I take you to the wind of birth. That point in time, but not of you. Of your parents. Your parents are about to be born, and they stand before me. Your parents, like your grandparents before them, stood before me. But in a linear example, you are seeing two souls stand before me, and that is not who was there. I will tell you who was there. All of the ancestors that begat your parents were there. And in addition, the potentials of those who would be born of your parents were there. Your souls stood before me when your parents decided to come in to the earth. And it was a family affair. Oh, listen to this. You have to hear this. There are those in this room that need to hear this right now. And I want to tell you what your parents said to me. We're going to go in again. And I said, are you sure? Because you're going into a very old energy. The alignment has not taken place, you know. You probably won't awake an old soul. You've done this so many times. You know what it's like. You plod through life and you have no awareness. You wallow in the old energy and there's drama and there's problems and you might even die early. It's a difficult life there. Why would you do this? And they looked at me and they said, because of those who stand next to me, the unborn children that we are going to have at this moment that we know the potentials are there for. Look, I know their names, they said. It's not our time, they said. We may not awaken because the energy is not right, but our children will. That's what they said. And Gaia said a moment ago, there are those who are born not to awaken. It is part of the system. And I'm going to ask you something very profound. In a moment. And in your parents come, and perhaps they never awakened, perhaps they were difficult. And some of you, perhaps even abusive. And maybe some of that pushed you into the place of the chair you sit today. Oh, there's very clear what the energy was about to get you here. So you would awaken, and you have, and you sit.
And some of you may look at your parents today and say, I escaped an old energy with them. God bless them, but they're not for me. Some of you would say, well, it's too bad my parents never awakened. I have such pain for them. They don't know what I know. Some of you, they're still alive, and you say, I wish they would get out of that old energy. I wish they'd come on my side. I wish they'd see what I could see. Well, I want to give you a bigger picture. Before you ever arrived on the planet, the wind of birth, when I looked in their eyes, they knew what would happen. The potential of your awakening is the reason they came. Now, here's the question. Who is the light worker here? It's them. It's them. And the ones before them. Old souls, everyone. You ever think about that? This is the quantum perception we wish to present to you, dear ones, so that you can look at them differently than you ever have looked at them before. The guy said there are those born not to awaken. It is the system. Gaia pointed out that which is the species of Earth, and you cry for the ones that are disappearing, and you say, I wish we could save them, and some are political active to save them, never understanding. Long before humans ever walked the Earth, species came and go. They would come here, they would go there. Oh, there were thousands of them naturally occurring. They were building blocks for the next ones. All appropriate. Some would come, some would go. There was no one to save them at that moment, you see. Now, has it ever occurred to you, you are a species? Part of the right that you have is to displace some of the others that have existed as life forms on the planet to help you to where you are. It is part of the system. It's not a popular thought, is it? And you just heard it from Gaia. It is part of the love of the planet system for humanity. This is the way it works. There's a life cycle. It's the way it works. Well, let me tell you what else is working here. Now let me take you to the wind of birth one more time. Only you're coming in. And in that place, guess who was there? Your unborn children, perhaps the ones you had, perhaps the ones you're going to have. Even that of your parents were with me at the wind of birth, even though they were on Earth, that which was what you call their higher selves were with me. This is a quantum statement, dear ones. You're going to have to get used to the fact that you are many. Every one of you, you look in the mirror, you say, one body. I want to tell you, there's a lot of you spread among what we would call the layers of dimensionality, all the way from the other side of the veil right to the Earth. Parts of you are everywhere. Are you shocked at that? If there's a creator inside you and it's a quantum DNA, it has to be that way. It has to be. You're standing before me at the wind of birth, and I say to you, are you ready to go in? And you say, this is it. We have waited a long time. And then you make a statement. You say, you know, we're going to be our own ancestors. And I said, I know that. You were your own great-grandparents. When those which you call grandchildren come in, have you ever looked in your eyes and see your mom or your dad? Or their moms and their dads? I want to tell you, it's a cycle and it works this way. You ask the psychics in the room how it works. This is the way it works. You return often to the same families, learning many lessons. That's why it's some of you are so comfortable with the others, that the grandchildren are so precious. You recognize in them your own grandparents often, sometimes your own parents if they're gone. It is true what you think.
And some of you only whisper it to yourselves. Could it be that this child that I'm looking at is my grandmother or my grandfather? Is that even possible? And it's too strange of an idea. Oh, no, it isn't. It's your first intuition, and it's right on. They get their turn now. At the wind of birth, you looked at me, and I looked at you, and I said, you're ready for this? And you said, we are. We go in again, but this time, because of our parents, we're going to arrive in a new energy and start to make a difference on the planet. And your children are there. And it's a funny thing they say. They say, yes, and these parents will be in an older energy. And we'll be in a newer energy, and we're even getting a bit more done because these are here. And who is the light worker now? It is the circle of light and the love of spirit and that which is the consciousness to increase the consciousness of Gaia. Humans and Gaia working together for a grander purpose than you can ever imagine. That's the message. It's part of the system for species not to exist. It's part of the system for those to be born and not awaken. It's part of the system for one to help the other, each generation building on the next, some returning to the same family. It's beautiful. Did you ever think of this? The next time you look at your parents, your grandchildren, if the parents are gone, you look at their picture, you remember them, and you think of them in an old energy, oh, they're not now. They're not now. It's beautiful. Beyond the scope of 3D imagination. That's the message of the day. Start thinking quantumly. What have I just done? I've asked you to unify. Unify thought about past, present, and future. So you begin to see it as one. It's the same message Gaia gave. The day is not over. And you heard her give a plea. Do not close the box yet. And even when the last song is sung, do not close the box yet. For perhaps, just perhaps, there are energies when you walk out of the room that visit you tonight alone, that'll hug you in a way you have not been hugged before and say, it is well with your soul. I want to tell you something. Some of you have lost parents. Many of you have. Why not allow the box open long enough for perhaps this evening for them to give you a hug? And I'll tell you, if they could talk to you right now from where they are, they would say, and this is the system. Isn't it beautiful? Let them talk to you. Let Gaia talk to you. Let that which is the creative energy assign itself to a project called you. The message is one of unity and always will be. That is the promise. When you open the crack in the veil and you ask for these kinds of things called channeling, you're going to get a unified message. Always a unified message. And if it's one of doom and gloom, dear human being, run the other way. That did not come from spirit. It did not come from spirit. These are times of promise. Because you're here, light worker, doing the work. And so we leave now. We wish you to take that which is the energy of what you have heard tonight and place it upon yourselves. Walk out differently than you came, understanding this system is beautiful, bigger than you think, very much allied together with the earth and you. And so it is.